Discover personally how the Word of God can affect a change in your life through the ministry of Bishop Dyke Heward Mills. Dyke Heward Mills is the founder of the Lighthouse Chapel International denomination with over 3,000 branches worldwide. He is a healing evangelist and an author of several best-selling books. He is also the pastor of the First Love Church, a campus ministry with over 500 branches. The First Love Church is a vibrant church with young, energetic people full of first love for the Lord. Now listen to Dyke Heward Mills. That draws us
to Hallelujah. Are you excited to be in church? Do you believe in the things you are praying for? Do you believe God answers prayer? Hallelujah. God is blessing us. And he's giving us what we come to get in church, we cannot get in any other way. We can only get from God. Amen. So, when you come to the house of God, there are two types of things that you must hear from the Lord. Amen. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19. Second Peter chapter 1, verse 19. What does it say? It says, we have a more sure word of prophecy. Is that not so? We have a more sure word of prophecy. Hallelujah. Whereunto you do well that you take heed as unto a light that shineth in a dark place. Amen. Until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. Amen. So, when we come to the house of God, there are two types of, I should say, you have the word, but the word is in two, has two forms. One of the forms of the word is a prophecy, and the other is an instruction. Turn to Proverbs chapter 1. So, Proverbs chapter 1, verse 1, what does it say? Proverbs of Solomon, son of David, king of Israel, verse 2. To know wisdom and instruction. Is that not so? To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding. So you see here we have instructions, or things to do. Amen. So in church and in the Word of God, we are having two types of things. Now, the first, if you like, is the prophecy, and the second is the instruction. Now, I realized for a long time I didn't know the difference. You see, there's a type of message, there's nothing to do about it. When you hear, there's nothing you can do. There's nothing for you to do. There's no steps to take. Hallelujah. So you must open yourself to the Word of God in which there are no steps to take. There's nothing to do. Only to believe. That's all. And the Bible is the greatest prophecy that we have, is the Bible. So you hear great and fantastic things. There's nothing to do about it but to just believe. But most of the time, we are used to coming to church to hear some kind of instructions of what to do. Is that not so? Yes. So you must not only be happy with what to do practically, but also what to just hear amazing things from God and believe that what is being said can and will happen practically. Hallelujah. Amen. And it is a combination of the two, right, that bring about the greatest increase of God in your life. Because the word of God is not motivational speaking, neither is it a lecture from the university, but it is God's word to you. And you must, of course, expect something great from God. So what is a prophecy? 2 Peter 1 verse 19, it says, we have a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that you take heed as to a light that shines in a dark place. So it's giving you some kind of direction in the midst of darkness until the day dawn. See, when the day dawns, you are sure of what is where. But in the dark, you see a light and then you have a vague idea that this is the general direction. So today, as we are in church, I want you to open your heart to receive the direction of the Lord, hallelujah, and the great prophecy and predictions of over your life that this thing is going to happen. Hallelujah. Now, verse 20 says, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Amen. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse number 16 is the one we all know. But it says, all scripture is given by God, the inspiration of God, and is profitable, all right, for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and for instruction. So we all know the scripture is good for directing us, reproving us, correcting us, instructing us. So this verse has been the mainstay of when we come to church, what are we expecting to hear? Or we are expecting to hear reproof. Or we are expecting to hear instruction. Or we are expecting to hear correction. Or we are expecting to have doctrines. Do you see? But prophecy is not mentioned here. I hope you understand what I'm talking about. Prophecy is not mentioned there. So you get the feeling that this is all that the Bible is for. No. The Bible is for prophetic words, great words, great and fantastic things spoken over your life, which you are to start believing. And when you believe them, things change. Things really change when you start believing in fantastic things. Hallelujah. Are you there or you are leaving? Beautiful. I'll just give you one of that. And Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste into a city of Judah, and entered into the house of Zacharias. And it came to pass when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the baby leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. And she spake out with a loud voice and said, Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And whence is this to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For as soon as the voice of thy salutation was sounded in my ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. You see, almost every woman who has had a baby will say that the baby was moving. You know, somebody is saying the baby leaped for joy. You say that, oh, I felt the baby kicking. Huh? You see, your faith is what is lacking. If you have faith, you talk like this. And then what does he say? And blessed is she that believeth. Yes. Blessed is she that believeth. Why? He says, it's good to believe. It's good to believe. Fantastic things. For there shall be a performance of those things which were told to her. Yeah. From the Lord. Blessed is she that believeth. So a great blessing is coming over you today. Amen. As you believe fantastic things that are spoken and blessings that are spoken over your life. Yes. When I predict that you are going to be a star, blessed are you when you believe such things. Yes. Sometimes I meet the Bible students and I speak to them and I tell them, you're going to be a great man of God. But you see, I'm not advising them. I'm not saying work hard. You know, study your Bible. Be prayerful. I say you are going to be a great man of God. Blessed is she that believeth. Blessed is he that believeth. So some of the directions, some of the words we hear from the house of God are not instructions. They are not rebukes. They are not doctrines. They are prophecies. We have a more sure word of prophecy. And blessed is he that believeth. Why? For there shall be a performance of those things that were told her from the Lord. Is it fantastic? Habakkuk chapter 1. We are just praying for 5 minutes and then we continue. Habakkuk 1 and verse 5. Behold ye among the heathen and regard and wonder marvelously. For I will work a work in your days. I will work a work in your days. I will work a work in your days, which you will not believe, though it be told you. So you can expect from beginning from this Sunday, God working something that when it is said, you find it difficult to believe. Yes. God is about to work and is working practically in your life, in your spiritual life. A work that when people are told, they will not believe that it is coming from you. Amen. In your days. I'm talking about your days. Wow. I have learned to watch that you cannot tell who is going to be great spiritually, but you are the next person to be great spiritually. Spiritually anointed. Becoming a pastor. a minister, an apostle, a prophet, a pastor, a teacher. I will work a work in your days. Yes. Which the people that hear about it will find it. You see what he says? You will not believe it, though. He's trying to say they'll find it. It's difficult to accept. Yes. Many people find it difficult to believe that I'm a pastor or an evangelist, whatever I am. You can choose. Yes. That's going to be your story as well. And don't get angry with people when you meet them and they can't believe that it's you. Just say, I understand you. Understand your difficulty in seeing me as anything. Yes, I will work a work in your days. Yes, I work a work in your days. God is going to work a work in your days. This is not an instruction. There's nothing to do. The only thing to do is to believe. Yes. I will work a work in your days, which you will not believe, though it be told you. You are going to be a singer. Somebody here is going to be a singer where you will not believe, though it were told you. You will not believe. Somebody here is going to be invited, and you will not believe that you are the one being invited. They will call for you. And you will say, I think you got the wrong person. And say, no. We know who you are, we are talking about. It is you that we want. We want you to come. Kama shika bala bala. I will work a work in your day. You will not believe. Yes. Some of us here, you feel as dirty as toilet paper. But God is going to work a work in your days. And you see that he's taking the toilet paper and he's writing a certificate on it. So beautiful. Wow. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Your future is very bright. I will work a work in your days. 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 I will work a work, a work, a work, a work, a work in your days. You will not believe. Somebody here is turning into a millionaire without expecting it. Financial works are turning in your favor now. Beginning from now, a work is being worked out in your finances. Now, you see, I know you don't understand it, but somebody here, you are thinking to yourself, Lord, provide me with a car. Wait, you listen. Listen, that is what you are praying for. But the Lord is saying that you are going to give cars to people. You are going to give cars to people. Yes. Yes. When on the day that you give your first car, you remember today. But it will be the beginning of many cars that you give. Receive it in the name of Jesus. I will work a work. I will work a work in your days. Now, shh. What I'm saying is different from how to prosper. Like, people say, how to prosper. Maybe we say, give, it shall be given to you. Or maybe work hard, be diligent, practical, frugal, and all the steps. You find them in He That Hath and Art of Leadership and so on. They are how to do things that will lead to prosperity. That's not what I'm saying now. I'm just prophesying to you what is going to happen. And the only thing you can do with what I'm saying is to believe what I'm saying. Yes. Finances will be easy. Finances will be easy. Finances will be possible. Finances will come to pass. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I will work. I see houses. I see churches. I see buildings. I see structures. I will work a work in your days. When you hear, you will not believe. The Lord has done it practically in your life. In the name of Jesus. Everyone standing. Everybody standing. Give thanks to the Lord for whatever He has spoken concerning your life. Just thank God. He will work a work in your days.
Jesus.
That will be difficult
to
believe.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Morianda balasso keriente kaliamo resu zabalwa remoko shoka paradiende misafo paradie kota lariamo misariamo cheki kaliamo rapandele yamo membru tasumbre teliendo lamina maluza vigaduka sakita kiriande rote feridiende jonia makaparu andele mokosia velitu gasia kano mayanta Manjinglo pradiente sembriando malionto samanien genoma misanlua kaparien deriendo malama ambo sambo parien mechugelan ramanika soria mayandele mokaya. Oh Jesus, loriama tariama morianda jidiviadolia parikia sunde momba visto momba viriende Mombariamo, mombariama, michikaliando, soriande, melukosaya. Oh, yataliando la maya kandabaya. Yataliando la ma, yakabara liyama yandolo mokosi andabaya.
Thank God.
Mechilama niyokasaya.
Thank God.
Yes.
Thank God.
Lora bata suteli andabaya. Mombere kesota la maya. Ilambere no mokosi andere mekobaria.
This prophetic word.
Yes.
Into your life.
Thank God. Adora,
You may be seated.
Jesus.
Still in the prophetic blessings of the day, Isaiah 61. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me to preach good tidings. So good news to the humble. So how many are humble here today? There's good news for you.
Amen.
He sent me to bind up the brokenhearted. Broken heart means disappointment. Whatever is disappointing about your life,
prophesy,
is reversible by the anointing. And today it is being reversed in the name of Jesus. Amen. I declare it reversed. Now, verse 2, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. So again, you see, it's not teaching anything. It's proclaiming that it's a good year. That's all. So you ask yourself, what should I do if it's an acceptable year? There's nothing to do. There's nothing to do. Don't always have something to do. Do just believe what is being said. Yeah. So proclaim acceptable years. I proclaim this is your best year yet.
I receive it.
Hey. This year has yet surprises for you in the name of Jesus. I said this year has yet surprises
Amen.
For you in the name of Jesus. And the day of vengeance of our God. God is going to reverse all negative verdicts against
Amen.
Your life. You know, I went to the, please sit down, the room is very hot, so, you know, the reason why we haven't done the air conditioning is because we're having technical challenges on what to do, yes, because of the open doors and the overflow and so on, and then nobody in Ghana has the what we actually need. Do you get what I'm saying? They want us to come and buy those standing units, but the room will not cool. I hope you get what I'm saying. So that's actually the reason why we have it, because we have that in mind. And now we have more people outside, and we are even going to put canopies outside. So how to accommodate there? Everybody and cool ourselves. So we have found some personal air conditioners. We are coming to try them. Everybody will have one to cool himself. Anyway. It's a waza. Now listen though. This is good news. The day of vengeance. Whatever somebody has done against you.
Hey.
Prophesy, God is reversing it now.
Receive it. Hey,
vengeance. A day of vengeance.
Day of vengeance.
Our God. Now, sit down. Most of us like watching films with vengeance. Yes. And we all know the person who should die in the film. Is it not true? We all have in our mind the person who should die in the film. It's like this person should die by all means. By the end of the film, this man should be dead. Is it not true? And the next thing you see, he's acting another film. Now, vengeance is when a wrong is righted. And then even sometimes when something is wrong has been done against you, and it's like you can't even write it properly, at least to some extent, it is corrected. And rebukes are given to bad people who have done something against you. Now, I went to a town called Kuruman. Kuruman. It's a town. That is where David Livingston found his wife. There was a mission there run by a man called Moffat. And David Livingston, I think, married his daughter. Now, when they were taking us round, the man told us something. He said he wants to show us a place where David Livingston was attacked by a lion. And the lion bit his arm. So he always had an arm problem. And then the man explained something. He said that in those days, the dangers to human beings were the animals. Like you could meet a lion, there were lions around and so on. But today, the dangers are from human beings. You know, and I thought that that was quite amazing. It's true. You are not going to meet any lion outside in East Legon or anywhere in Accra. But you're going to meet people who are really some way. And almost all the dangers and evil things that can happen to you come from people. True or not true? But the Bible says the day of vengeance of our God. Your life is like a film which has a happy ending. I said your life is like a film which has a happy ending. Your life is like a film which has a happy ending. The day of vengeance of our God. To comfort all that mourn. Hallelujah. I prophesy verse 3 also.
Prophesy.
To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion.
Yes.
To give them beauty for ashes. You are going to be shining and beautiful.
I receive it.
The ashes was what... ashes is, you know, when we wear black at a funeral, that is the ashes. But instead of funeral, sad clothes, you are going to be wearing bright wedding clothes.
I receive it.
This prophecy concerns some people's wedding in this church.
Amen.
Receive your beauty for ashes.
I receive it. Hey.
Your wedding is coming on.
I receive it.
I say your wedding
is coming on. Hey.
That's the good news from above.
Hey.
Receive it in Jesus' name.
I receive it.
And the oil of joy. Hey. Oil of joy. Oil of joy. I wish you had some anointing oil today. Do you have oil?
Oh, yes.
Oil of joy will make you laugh about everything. People are going to wonder what is going on in your life. What good news have you had? What good news have you had?
Prophesy.
Do you have oil? Do we have oil? We are supposed to have oil. We have oil?
Yes.
Okay. By the end of the service, everybody is going to have a little bit of oil. We are going to anoint our head with the oil of joy.
Yes. Hey.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Are you ready for the oil of joy?
I'm ready. Come on.
Oil of joy is coming your
way.
Oil
of joy. Hey.
Oil of joy is coming your way.
I receive it.
In the name of Jesus. And the garment of praise.
Hiya, hiya, hiya.
The garments you wear for praises.
Hiya.
Kama shitala.
I receive it.
Sit down, please. Mm. The room is very hot. When you stand like that, it blocks the air. I'm circulating. That they might be called the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord. Righteousness is like a very fast mouse which you are chasing in the house. And you go, where is it? It's gone here. Where is it? It's gone here. Where is it gone? That's how righteousness is. Is it not true? You keep on chasing it to try to catch it so that you say that I have righteousness. Before you realize, it's passed under the wardrobe. How many have ever chased a mouse in your house? And you realize you couldn't find it. You couldn't catch it. But it's in the house. Hey. You are going to be called a tree of righteousness.
I receive it.
All girls are going to be, this first love church, are going to be called good girls. I say all girls here are declared to be good girls. You are not going to have, you are not going to be like a coin.
No.
With two sides.
No.
One side with cocoa, this thing, and the other side with coat of arms or whatever. No.
No.
You are declared good all round.
Amen.
The boys are good. The girls are good. Girls, are you hearing? Trees of righteousness.
Hallelujah.
Somebody will come and ask me, I've seen a certain sister. She's very beautiful. And when they ask me, I'll say, is she beautiful? And they say, yes, she's beautiful. And I said, and then she's really beautiful. Beautiful means beautiful. Not that beautiful means question mark.
I receive it.
Beautiful means beautiful. Beautiful means beautiful.
Yeah.
Yes. Trees of righteousness. The planting of the Lord. That he might be glorified. But are you ready to receive the next prophetic word?
Yes, yes. Prophesy.
There's nothing to do. There's nothing to learn. There's nothing to implement. There's nothing to implement or to practice or to do. Just hear what I'm saying. And believe these things. Yes. Verse 4. Fantastic. And they shall build.
Hey.
You are going to build many things.
I receive it. Hey.
When I went for the Crusades, I don't want to mention where, but when I went for the Crusades in Ghana, when I entered a city, one of the cities in Ghana, I don't want to mention, I said in myself, I'm coming to surround this town with churches. I'll build 7 cathedrals here. And we start. I said, I'm surrounding them. Yes, I'm surrounding the whole town.
I receive it! Hey!
I'm surrounding the town with churches.
Yes!
In the name of Jesus.
I receive it!
They shall build.
Yes.
The old wastes. And I said, I'm doing it this year before the year ends.
Wow.
They've been sending me pictures of the foundations started. Yes. Practically. I said, I'll surround the town.
Hey.
Yes. They shall build.
They shall build.
Your building grace has arrived.
I receive it.
Your building grace has arrived. Your building grace has arrived. You will imagine and you will build.
I receive it.
You will dream and you will build.
I receive it.
You will plan and you will build.
I receive it.
You will start and you will finish.
I receive it.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Lift your hand and thank God for the building anointing and the building grace. They shall build the old ways. They shall build the old ways. They shall build the old ways. Lift your hand and pray. Thank God. Thank God.
Now is the time for you to stir it up.
Ia Pacania. Le Mantalia Mola, Ia Jandala Maya, Ia Palianava, Ia Santa Kaya, Ia Pacote Colia, Ia Parianda.
Holy hands.
Yes. Yes, Ia Colia, Le Maramashanda, Ia Macapalianda, Ia Shandala Maya, Ia Catonia, Ia Catonia, Ia Catonia, Ia Catonia, Ia Catonia, Ia Catonia, Ia Papatonia Mayanda, Ia Shandala Macabaya. Ia Bakabaya, Babakabaya, Ia Bakabaya, Marakoba Shanda, Ia Paramia Tonda, Ia Parasida, Ia Pariando, Ia Parasida, Ia Pariando, Ia Pariasoka, Ia Paranianda, Ichandela Mokabaya, Ia Parania Tondalia, Mandaria Kosia, Mandaria Kosia, Ishara Bakaya, Lobatilienda, 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 Manchikabaya. Manchigabaya, 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 Manchigabaya.
Manjigabaya, Manjigabaya, Iacopandeli Moyata, Iatokoni Maya, Lebrigasso, 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 Shady Amatolia, Manchina Mayala, Mapari Manito, Zambragila, Jimani Maloda, Iapariato, Icaparalianda, Yasanalamaya, Ocatalia Manunia, Kayamana, Jalimalaya, yes, yes, Lord, Iasaraba Capalia, Mandela Macosiana, Mandela Macosaniana, that grace to build, that grace to build, that grace to build, hey, Kamara, Shuteka, Iaparamaya, Mondele Mekasa, Mondele Mekasa, Ishada Yota, Alamigosaya, Antina, 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 Moncapaya, 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 Iapapaliara, Lopalasira, Antilioma, Antiliomia, Antilomia, 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 Mikalaminaya, Malaminozila, Soria Matila, Soria Makale, Jelly Manamino, Mambrika Sala, Mambrika Sala, Mambrika Sala, Mambrika Sala, Ishada Bakala,
the anointing, the anointing, the anointing,
the
anointing,
yes,
the anointing, the power of God,
the anointing,
the power of God,
the power of God,
the prophetic word is coming to pass, the prophecy of your life, the prophecy of your life.
Jesus.
Father, we thank you for the gift of God.
Yes.
And the prophecies.
Yes.
Over our lives. We believe them, Lord.
We believe them, Lord.
We believe them. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. You may be seated. Now, verse 5. It says, strangers, strangers shall stand and feed your flocks. And the sons of the alien shall be your plowmen and your vine dressers. Now, your destiny is to interact with an international community.
I receive it.
The international community are the strangers and sons of the alien. So I want you to make yourself not too local.
Right.
So that this type of prophecy can come to pass in your life. Because you see, when you only speak three, non-tree speaking people cannot flow or interact with you. You get what I'm saying? Because they will feel immediately that, oh, this is a very Ghanaian something. So you have to be more international. You know, when I went to Malawi, I met some people who've been reading my books. But I was a bit surprised also about some other prophets and different kind of people that have been buying my books and reading them. Because I once was watching television, I saw this person preach. I said, ah, this looks like many are called. I the points and the order. I was amazed. So you realize that even though I'm from Ghana and I've spent most of my life in Ghana, my book can be read by people from other countries. Your life is going to be international.
I receive it. I receive it.
Yes. All over localityness of your life. Hey. Over localness. I don't know what English word to say. Over local. Over localized. Yes. You are too local. That thing is going out of you now.
I receive it.
When I say, no, wait for me to say what I'm saying. Then you shout, amen. I said, that thing is going out of you now.
Amen.
Yes. Always wait to hear clearly. When you are very sure of what has been said, then you stamp it into life by your amen. Is it clear? Yes. Don't say amen before the prophecy comes. Don't say amen before. Amen is a very spiritual word. If somebody says you will die, you say amen. If you are saying that, let it be so. Let me die. God forbid. So wait till you hear, and when you are sure of what you've heard, then you say amen. Is it clear? Don't misuse amens. Don't misuse amen. Don't misunderstand. It's a very spiritual word in the Bible. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Strangers, foreigners, other nationalities, and those of you from other countries who are here, remember that all these prophecies equally apply to you. Don't think to yourself it applies to Ghanaians who are here. Because you too, where you are coming from, you'll be surprised that Ghana is one of the most friendly countries. Friendly to visitors. Friendly to outsiders. In fact, it's called the friendly nation. And in all my interactions, I've seen more and more friendly and unfriendly nations. But as you go around, you realize that countries are more open, some are closed, some are more open, different. Yeah. So, strangers. You see, you may be with strangers and the comfortability, you are comfortable with people from other nations. And when you see my ministry, I just came from Sri Lanka. I was preaching to people who speak Sinhalese and Tamil. And I've just come from a place where they were speaking Chichewa. I mean, the sons of aliens. Completely foreign to what I know. Yes. And they were relating with me. I met many people who knew me. They told me, I read this book. I read that. I listened to this message. I read it. So, and if that is on me, then that grace is on you as well. Look, I could have been stuck in Mamprobi for life. I could have been stuck in Kolegono for life. But God has opened. And Paul said, you are partakers of my grace. Therefore, from today, the grace upon me for international ministry is upon you now.
Amen.
No, say amen. Amen.
Amen.
I said the grace for an international ministry comes on you now.
Amen. Yes.
Maybe you should do like this. So that to settle it and stamp it. In case it wants to move around, you stamp it around you. I said from today an international aura comes around you.
Amen.
Anchor it and clip it to the ground around you. From today, an ability to relate to an international community comes on you now.
Amen.
No, some of you were saying amen too early. Wait and then when you hear it well, then you stamp it and clip it. I say from today, a grace to relate with an international community comes on you now.
Amen. Hey.
Yes.
Hey.
Yes. Do you know what I just saw? Do you know what I just saw?
Tell us.
I saw an aeroplane.
Hey.
And I saw some people walking into a plane. You are the next person to become a traveler in the name of Jesus. I said you are the next person to become an international traveler.
Amen.
I said an international traveler.
Amen.
An international traveler.
Amen.
An international traveler.
Amen.
You'll be in Hong Kong.
Amen.
You'll be in Sri Lanka.
Amen.
You'll be in Malawi.
Amen.
You'll be in Tatale.
Amen.
You'll be in Burkina.
Amen.
You'll be everywhere you need to be.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Hey. Hey.
International.
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 Hey.
International.
Mm.
Your accent.
Aye, aye, aye.
Your accent.
Aye, aye, aye.
Is improving now.
Amen.
Oh, I said your accent is improving now.
Amen.
And some of you, your accent is too localized.
Mercy. Prophesy.
But it's improving in this service.
Amen.
Sit down. Wow. Are you blessed with the prophecies of your life? Verse 6. But you shall be named the priests of the Lord. Almost 90% of the people here are going to become priests of the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, I said almost 90% of the people here are going to become priests of the Lord.
Amen.
Your amen is not continuing. Amen. Please learn how to say amen properly. I said 90% of the people here are going to be declared priests of the Lord.
Amen.
And men shall call you. Men.
Men.
Men. That
prophesy.
Is from your family.
Yes.
From your school.
Yes.
From your work.
Yes.
From wherever they shall call you the ministers of our God.
Amen.
Yes. Kama shata bayabalama.
Receive it.
Wow.
This is your future.
This is my future.
Some of you, you were as dirty as toilet paper.
Oh.
When I say toilet paper, I mean the one that has been used. But Jesus has made you white as wool.
Amen.
Are you glad about that?
Yes.
Yes. Beautiful. And you shall eat the riches of the Gentiles. So beginning from this second, prophesy. The riches of the Gentiles are coming to your life.
Amen.
The riches of the Gentiles are coming into your life.
Amen.
The cars of the Gentiles,
yes.
The houses of the Gentiles, the gold and the diamonds of the Gentiles, the wealth of the Gentiles, the blessings of the Gentiles, they are coming into your life from today.
Amen.
Yes. You eat dollars.
I will eat dollars.
Euros.
Yes.
Pounds.
Amen.
And every internationally accepted currency you
Amen.
Have some.
Amen.
Hey. Sit down. The room is very hot.
We love it.
And in their glory, you shall boast yourselves. Now, what must you do with such a prophecy? What must you do when you hear such prophecy? Luke 11:8. Huh. Okay. Luke 8:11. This is a song. Isn't it? 8:11. Yeah. Now, are you watching? Magic. It's like something is magic is happening here. Mashakatosa.
I receive it.
Now, the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. So, the prophecy is a seed. The prophecy is a seed I have just planted in your life. You see, prophecy. It's a seed. Yes. It's a seed just planted in your life. Telling you your greatness, your future, the blessings. It's a seed. Amen.
Amen.
Verse 12. Those by the wayside. Now. Verse 13, those on the rock, no root. Prophecy is not working. Not working. Hard heart. Don't flow with things. You see, when you are hard, you don't flow. If somebody doesn't flow, and be hard. When I hit you, you don't flow. You see, you don't flow. When I even push you, you don't flow. But if you are flowing, I just touch you like that. It's where, wow. And you don't use force. When somebody is flowing, it's just a tap. It's like power steering. Kashi.
I receive it.
So the rock not working with prophecy. Verse 14. And then it fell on the thorns. When you preach, you give prophecy to thorns. They just choke it. And say, you are just trying to make us happy. You are just trying to make us happy. They will prick with painful words. But prophecy works with verse 15. Look at verse 15.
Wow.
But that on the good ground are they which in what? An honest and a good heart. You see, that's the ground which prophecy works on. An honest and a good heart. You need an honest and a good heart for prophecies to work in your life. To activate the prophecies. For the prophetic word to work. They have an honest and a good heart. So there's a type of heart which a prophecy can land into.
and then it works. If you don't have a certain type of heart, an honest, if you are not honest, if you are a thief, it's not going to work. And if you are not honest to yourself, it's not going to work. Because you need honesty to tell yourself, yes, I received this prophecy that I'm going to be great, but I'm so lazy and I like to sleep the whole morning. I brush my teeth around 6 p.m. in the evening after I've killed all the flies in the house with my whatever. You need an honest heart for prophecy to work in your life, and a good heart. Yes. So these two hearts, a good heart, or a hard heart is not a good heart. When you are honest and you have a good heart, the seed that drops into you, if I say you're going to be a great man of God, amen. And with honesty you look at yourself and you say, yeah. And you even start to turn towards the prophecy. Yeah. Yes. Because you never heard such a good thing about you. You've only heard, oh, get away, you devil, you useless boy, bad this. But now you come and you hear, you good, you are great, you are clever, you are wonderful, you are going to be great, God is going to use you. Now with the honest heart and a good heart, you turn towards the prophecy. Yes. Many years ago, I had somebody gave me a prophecy. He said, and this was in school, huh? He said he saw me. He said, I saw you. The first prophecy I've ever received. He said he saw me holding a torch and leading a group of people. I was in Achimota school. He said, I saw you holding a torch and leading people. And they were following the light. Then I was in secondary school. Yes. And here we are. Yes. But you see, you need an honest heart and a good heart. Yes. Because if you don't have an honest heart and a good heart, they may prophesy great things for you and it will not work. A hard heart or with pricks and thorns, you kill the prophecies and the predictions for your life. If I say, you are going to be first love marriage, it's going to be a good marriage, and you don't adjust yourself. But when you hear good marriage, you say, ah, what is good marriage? You heard the prophecies. Then you hear the instructions and you say, wow, I'll learn how to make banana fritters. I'll learn how to make meat pies. Because I believe the prophecy that I'm going to have a young man in my house. He's going to be charmed. When he goes out, he'll always come home early because he wants to see me. He wants to see me. Yes. I'll be a charmer in my house. Shaka, shaka, shaka.
I receive it.
He's not going to go out and say, I want to stay out. I don't want to go home. I don't want to go home till everybody is asleep. You've not heard it before. There are people who stay out because they don't want to come home. If they come home or they don't come home, there's no difference. People will not even lift up their head to look at whether a ghost or a phantom has walked through. Do you know a phantom? Moon, check a dictionary. What is a phantom? What is a phantom? An apparition, an apparent existence, a phantasm, a sprite, an airy spirit, an ideal image. So when you come home, it's as if an image has come home, a phantasm. I wonder what that one too is. What is a phantasm? An airy spirit. A figment of imagination. But not, nothing real that you have to get up and attend to. What do you think? When you hear we are going to have 10,000 members. It needs to fall on an honest heart. So that honest heart, that's why I'm looking at where can I find space? That's my problem. Where can I find space? So how to? Because I can see 10,000. When the prophecy falls on an honest heart and a good heart, that's the heart that a prophecy can work on. Yes. A wicked person cannot receive good prophecies. Your heart is declared to be a good and an honest heart from today.
Amen.
Those of you who sit and prick the messages, when the message comes, you prick it with a thorn. Today marks the end of pricking messages with thorns.
Amen.
You'll no more be a stony heart. Amen. And a thorny member of the church. So now I declare, first love marriages are the best marriages.
Amen.
Yes. Yes. Believe it. So when you see that you are in a relationship with somebody, that already in the relationship you are seeing the signs of an anaplastic, anemic, carcinoma-based marriage, you yourself should know if the prophecy has come on a good heart, what you have to do. Because it's not going to work. So today is a day of great prophecies for your life. And you see, we have a more sure word. What the Bible says will be, that is true. Forget about even me, what I said. But I'm reading the things to you. From the beginning, we started, said the Spirit of the Lord. That's what Jesus said. And this is the part he didn't continue. It shall happen. You'll be called priests. Amen. I prophesy my priests. I see you all priests. Priests.
Amen. Amen.
Toilet papers turned into golden certificates. Beautiful. You will eat the riches of the Gentiles. How will it be possible? I've not asked you to ask how. I say believe. Have a good and an honest heart and believe. Let's stand and just thank God for all the prophecies we have received.
Thank you,
today.
Jesus.
Father, we thank you.
Yes, Lord.
What a blessing.
Your blessings, Lord.
Oh, yes. Everyone, give thanks for the prophecies.
Thank you, Lord.
From Isaiah 61.
Yes, Lord.
I will do a work. Habakkuk 1:5.
Ramana,
you will not believe when
now,
you hear.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
We can solve our mamabia terezane.
Oh, hallelujah.
He comes to solve the world in your life. Ramakabarakasandoro.
Thank you, Lord.
Rebe vidia kotali andaba. Ramme dokosi andelebe vale. Jeli grando, same grando, vere grando, vere grando. Paloma viene che sonda la baba. Machika, rabionto, pariende lebezula. Ramantolo mokosi andelebebe. We give you thanks, Lord, for the prophecies, Lord. Mia kosari andalaba, Joria makatali amiriante, Membere ke sonda la baba, Rama zuria kapali andaba, Joro makosia.
Father, thank you for the blessing of
yes,
your word
Lord.
Today, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray with thanksgiving.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Are you excited to be at the prophetic encounter service this morning? Then give the Lord another powerful shout of praise. I believe a word is coming to us today that will take us to the next level. If you believe it, shout amen. Amen. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 4 verse 18 that the path of the just is like a bright light that shines brighter and brighter unto the perfect day. Expect to go higher and higher in Jesus' name. Our first testimony is coming from Reverend Benny. Please put your hands together for him as he testifies of great things God has done for him. As you clap for him, you are the next person to share your testimony. Amen. Reverend Benny, please tell us, what has God done for you?
I want to testify greatly of how God has delivered me. Three great things that have happened to me over the past weekend through the messages and prayers of our prophets.
Okay, tell us.
The first of it is deliverance from a deadly accident.
Wow.
The second is a great financial provision. And the third is a great blessing that is sitting right at a car park this
morning.
Please
receive your three blessings too in Jesus' name. Amen. Tell us about it, Reverend Benny.
So, well, a few months ago, the prophet sent me to Bouake, north of Cote d'Ivoire, as a Macarius missionary. I work with books. And
Amen.
Forgive. A few months ago, Prophet sent me to Bouaké, north of Cote d'Ivoire, as a Macarius minister. I work with the books of the Prophet. Last week, Friday, I left Bouaké at 6:30 a.m. to come home to Accra because my family is in Accra. Before I left Bouaké, my pastor, Bishop Jake, prayed for me. He called and prayed for me, and he said, "May God deliver you from every accident and any problem with the car until you get to Accra." And I said, "Amen." My wife also sent a message to Sister Lulu to tell her that I was on my way coming to Accra, and the message she sent in return was that safety for Benny Lord. Now, I left at 6:30 and I drove safely all the way to Accra. It's about 16 hours journey. I drove all the way to Accra, got to the Kaswa toll booth. I realized my wife was calling. It was at around 11 p.m. So I sent her a message that I'm at Barrier. Then there was traffic from Malam Makati going. And so when I got to Sakaman, I decided to take a detour through Sakaman, Dansoman, then Mamprubi, Mochi Road, and then arrive in, at the Kodesh where I live. When the traffic light just before the Mamprubi police station, there was a car in front of me. I noticed my wife was calling again, so I sent her a message. This was around 11:30 p.m. So I sent her a message that I'm coming home. The car in front of me moved and parked to the right. So I overtook the car to the left and then came back to my lane. As soon as I came back to the lane, a bit too late, I noticed that there was a big ditch that had been dug in the middle of the road.
In the middle of the road?
Yes, in the middle of the road. And yes, this has been covered. This has been covered. After the accident, they covered it and put a tape around it.
Wow.
But all the sand around was all a hole. And they had dumped the sand on their streets. No traffic lights. It had rained a bit in Accra, I believe. Nothing, no warning. So as soon as I came back to my lane, I noticed that a bit too late. I tried to veer off. I turned my wheels to the left, to the other lane. But unfortunately for me, my back tires went over the sand. There was a boulder that was inside the sand. The back tire hit it and lifted the side of the car up. I noticed the car coming also in front of me. I mean, there was another car on the other lane coming. So in my bid to move back into my lane, the car began to skid and then screech, entered into the gutter that was next by, screeched all the way to the side of the gutter, hit the concrete side of the gutter, and flipped and somersaulted 3 times.
Ish. And you were still in the car?
I was still in the car. I didn't know what it... The whole thing happened so fast, I didn't know it somersaulted 3 times. This happened right in front of the Mamprubi police station. So there was a patrol car with policemen standing around the patrol car. They were the ones who told me, because they put it in their report, that the car hit the side of the concrete and flipped over 3 times. I was wearing my glasses. I had my rimless glasses on. The glasses came off, folded, and landed on my laps. Nothing broken. Now, throughout the
Even your glasses didn't get broken?
Nothing. Nothing broken. The glasses didn't break.
Is that the car?
That is my car.
Is that the car?
That is the
car.
Can
we see more pictures of the car? Hey! And you are still sitting there like that. I told you, put your hands together and give the Lord a shout of praise. Wow. Wow. So you came out alive.
I came out alive. You know, throughout the journey, I was listening to the message preached by the prophet, Faith in Grace. I moved to other messages, but I just stuck to the same. I just kept coming back. And before the message itself, Daddy kept leading us to pray and was declaring, God is delivering you from accidents. Good things are coming your way. Bad things that you do not deserve are not coming your way. So many declarations, and I was receiving them. And I kept listening to the same message throughout the journey for 16 hours. Same message from Bouaké all the way to Accra.
And you were telling me when the police people came to your car.
When I finally got out of the car, I was carrying some things that I had brought from Cote d'Ivoire for our council office. So that was the first thing I picked. As soon as I came out of the car, I just secured the bag that I had those things. Then I was looking for my phone then. The policeman now rushed from the police station to the car, pushed me aside and another gentleman aside, and were asking, where is the person in the car? And I said, is he dead? Where is he? Where are you?
They pushed you aside.
They pushed me aside.
They didn't know you were breathing under a prophecy. You will not be breathing dead in Jesus' name.
They confused you for a bystander.
They pushed me aside. They said,
now where is the guy?
Where is the person? So then the other person was pushed aside. I told them, like, this is the one that came out. So he shook my hand and said, which church do you go? I said, oh, Bishop Dagiwot Mills Church.
Come on, give the Lord a shout of praise. You will not be brought in there in Jesus' name. Wow, remember, tell us about the large gate.
I was taken to the hospital. The policeman took me to the hospital. Dr. Christian was at the Missions Hospital. He received me. He took care of me throughout the night for observation.
Dr. Reverend Christian.
Yes, Reverend Dr. Christian.
Okay.
So then he made us do some x-rays. Sunday morning we did the x-rays. Monday we did another x-ray, set of x-rays, skull and chest x-rays. You know, when the x-ray results came, there were no broken bones, no fractures, nothing. Nothing had happened to me. No internal injuries, no broken bones, nothing. I'm just safe and sound by the power of the prayers and the prophecies of our prophets.
Wow.
The same day I was in the hospital, that was Saturday I was in the hospital, I sent the pictures to the insurance company. They sent me...
A Ghanaian insurance company.
Ghanaian insurance company.
Okay.
They sent an officer to go and inspect the car. They sent me a screenshot of the conversation between the officer and my insurance agent. And the officer said, the car is beyond repairs. The only advice which he put on the report is that the insurance company has to pay me the full premium of the car. Means they are buying me a complete new car as if I'm now buying the
and
car.
And the insurance company agreed.
Yes.
This is a miracle. Maybe you are listening live from Toronto or New York. This may not qualify as a miracle over there. But over here, is it a miracle or is not a miracle? Yes. Then give the Lord a shout of praise.
As if that is not enough. That weekend, as if that was not enough. Monday morning, I received a call that a great gift had been sent to me by a friend from afar. The gift has landed. An almost brand new Toyota Tundra 2015 edition, and I'm holding the keys right here with me.
Where are the keys?
These are the keys right here.
Give
with
the
me.
Lord a shout of praise.
That's the car branded with daddy's books and daddy's names and pictures on it. Yes,
I love it.
Landed right here. I just want to say a very big thank you to God for saving my life, preserving my life. Today would have been another story.
Yes.
That our missionary was coming home and he's dead, but by the prayers and blessings of the prophecy.
God forbid.
God forbid. God has delivered me by the prayers of the prophet. I'm standing here, not only delivered, but I have received financial blessings, and I've also received a great provision. Great, great, great provision.
Put your hands together for that powerful testimony, because it's happening to you too in Jesus' name. Our next testimony is from Calvin Stondi. Please do it better for him. He's an usher from Anakazo Bible and Ministry Training Center. And he's from Kenya. Do it better for him. Calvin, tell us, what has God done for you?
My testimony, I want to testify on the great change that has happened to my life, that has brought me this far. Okay, way back in the high school, I used to be a very bad boy. In high school, very bad one. I used to sleep with girls. Like, I could sleep with 3 girls in a day. 3 girls in one day. You can imagine that.
In one day.
No, like,
I'm sorry, but I can't imagine it. Three in a day is quite serious. In one day.
Like in the afternoon, I have one. Then in the evening, two, there's another one. Then in the night, the whole night.
That's how you spread the 3 out.
The 3. Messy. So it's like breakfast, lunch, and supper together. So when I moved to the... From the high school, when I finished the high school, I went to the university now. The same thing continued.
Which university was this?
That was currently the University of Mombasa. So I moved to Mombasa. When I went to Mombasa, the same thing continued, the same habit. I used to fornicate. I had bad group. I joined a very bad group in the school. So these were the people I'm known to be gangsters, rude people I'm causing chaos in the school. You know, they are students. So I said, I also want to be part of this group. This is the group that I used to be. Yeah, going to club every night, visiting clubs night by night, breaking things. I remember even a day we organized a strike. On one of these... We organized a strike. I was one of the ringleaders of those who organized a strike against the school. Meanwhile, I was part of the student union leaders. still organizing the same strike against my school to break the school, breaking people's cars, street light, all the valuable things that you can imagine of in the school.
I see.
Then the school went on a break. It was closed indefinitely. Then we went on break for 2 months. When we came back, I realized that all my colleagues, all my bad boys, the colleagues, they were all sacked. But miraculously, I don't know how, but me, I was not sacked. Then I finished the school by the grace of God and graduated. So I remember also, the day we went for a club. We went clubbing in the night. We organized campus night as student leaders. Campus night in Ghana is like whole week.
Okay.
So on Friday, we had a beach party. We were in a beach. I drank. I can say I drank until I went blackout.
I see.
Blackout is like you are dead. Somebody is dead. I also have my friend called Horace. He came to show other people that the way you normally count in wrestling, 1, 2, 3. Then he lifted my head.
He confirmed you dead.
It was confirmed. But I couldn't hear all these things. Then my girlfriend, I remember, she was crying. She was just crying. Oh, Calvo is dead. They used to call me Calvo. Calvo is dead. Ooh, Charlie. Then the next day, I woke up in my bathroom in the morning. In my hostel. That's where I woke up, in the bathroom. I don't know how I got there. Trying to knock out. So I was told later on that my friends organized on how I could get to school. So then later on, one Sunday morning, how I got saved now, one of my friends called Tom. Tom was saved. He used to go to church in Mombasa, Lighthouse Chapel International, Mombasa, being pastored by Reverend Daniel Bedu. One day he invited me to church. Then I told him, Tom, I don't think I'll be going to church with you today. He said, why? I don't have a proper shirt. I'm not having a proper attire. He said, okay, he entered my wardrobe and he got a knife. So he ironed my trouser and everything for me. He said, okay, you are ready now. You can go and take your shower. Then we go. Then I told Tom that, Charlie, I can't go. I've not even eaten. Or I've not taken breakfast. I will take you to the restaurant. He bought me food.
Tom took us to the restaurant.
Took me to the restaurant. As we were eating, it started raining. I told him it's raining. I can't go. You can see that it's raining. He said, don't worry. I'm going to organize an umbrella for you. Then he organized an umbrella. He took me to church. By the grace of God, when I got to church, a pastor was, Reverend Daniel Bedu, was preaching about a tithing. And I remember he mentioned a point that some of you, you can't pay a tithe because you are a student.
You can't pay tithe because
some of you can't pay, don't pay tithe because you are a student. But I was not happy with this statement. I was so offended, honestly. I was offended. And at the end of the message, he was calling for salvation altar call. I didn't respond to it at all because I was not happy with the pastor. At all.
Ish.
You see. So,
After the service,
there was a meeting, ministry meetings. I joined the ministry meeting. A brother called me. That was Tom's ministry, prayer ministry. So I joined the prayer ministry. Then a pastor there, the shepherd there, asked everybody, is there anyone who is not born again? Then I lifted my hand. Then he called me aside. That's how I gave my life to Christ, Nicodemously. Then I didn't want anybody to know. When I went to my room later in the day, I realized that I just got a strong hatred for the things I used to do. I don't know how. Then I made a radical decision that, no, I have to change from the things I used to do. I remember I used to walk with condoms. Condom in my wallet all the time. I don't know. So that's the day.
It's part of your dressing. You wear your shirt, put on your tie, and then you put some condoms. Mercy.
Yes, that was.
So what did you do about your condoms?
Then I remember that the day I threw all the condoms away. I went through my playlist. I used to have some worldly music. I cleared all. Then by the grace of God, I graduated from school. I moved to Nairobi, where I met Bishop Obi. Bishop Obi introduced me to a pastor, Reverend Hyrax, who was also starting a church in a certain area within Nairobi. That is where that was the place that was a bit close to where I was staying. So he told me, you can be with this place. A nice pastor. So since it was a church that was just starting, I got involved in all the activities in the church, praying, visitation. I remember I was the one who was even keeping the church equipments in my room. So through all these things, I got saved. And the lust, the desires, the masturbation get dry. They dried as time went by. And before I realized, I became a better person. Then Bishop Obi also, anytime we had a joint service or a camp, he kept mentioning how he became a pastor just through by listening to messages and by attending camps. And I said, hey, this man, the way he's preaching, he didn't go to Bible school, but he's a pastor. Look at the way he's preaching. And I said, okay, that's how I also got interested in messages. Then I started listening to messages. So now, by the grace of God, messages is like part of my daily meal. Some of my friends, they know me like this. The way they tease me is a challenge. You listen to message too much. And but I believe that by listening to these messages, it has brought a great change in my life. Wow. And by the grace of God, right now, as I'm standing here, I'm being trained in the great and the prestigious Anakazo Bible School. Wow. To become a pastor by the grace of God.
Put your hands together for that powerful testimony.
I want to say a big thank you to God for a great change in my life. I'm so grateful. Daddy, thank you.
Amen. Our final testimony is from Joshua Pam. He's also from the Bible School. Please put your hands together for him as he testifies. Joshua, tell us, what has God done for you?
I want to thank God for a great change in my life through the ministry of the prophet, Bishop Duckworth.
Okay.
It all started in the year 2008 before I entered senior high school. I met a friend who introduced me to the watching of pornography. And I got interested to the watching of pornography to a point in time that I was even using it as my ringtone everywhere I go.
It's a level. Okay. And what happened?
So as I was watching, I was also masturbating alongside. And at a point in time, I started practicing what I was watching. So I started fornicating, sleeping with ladies here and there. And through that, I met a brother. I told him that I want to have fun. Because sleeping with ladies, I don't have money, so I want to have much fun. And he introduced me to internet fraud. And also taking me to shrines, other evil ways to get money easily. So Sunday morning like this, the brother will come and take me to the shrine instead of church. So started taking me to the shrine up and down.
Have you noticed it's always somebody who takes you somewhere? I don't know why you're not taking anybody anywhere. Ish.
So one day he sent me that I should go to the station and go and take a parcel for him. But unfortunately, when I got to the station, not knowing the parcel was coming with policemen, so they arrested me. And when this brother heard that I have been arrested, he escaped. Up to now, I've not seen him before. But by the grace of God, I went through several police stations and I came back to the house. But that one never changed me. I even became worse. And that brother called me again and said, "Brother, I want to give you a car this Christmas. So all that you have to do is to find me a black cat." So I started finding the black cat. But as I was finding the cat, I realized this brother, he goes to church. He has a pastor. He calls him to pray for him. So I said, okay, why not? Let me also go to church and cover up as the brother is covering up. So one morning,
that's the reason you had for going to church.
Yes, that's the reason. I didn't go to church to go and change. I went to church to cover up my bad sins. So
which church did you find to go to?
On the 20th of September 2014, I went to Lighthouse Chapel.
It was the wrong church to go to if you are trying to just cover up your ways. If you agree with me, it's the wrong church. Which branch was this?
Lighthouse Chapel International, Abisim in Bunaf region near Sunyane, pastored by Reverend Bright Sapon.
Wow.
So when I got there, I realized young guys like my type, they were also serving the Lord, working in the church. So I started going to church up and down, and we have two services, morning service and afternoon service. The morning service ends at 9. So I decided I will go to the morning service. After all, 9 I will close. So I started going to the church 9. Then one day, I joined the Ashes. And as I joined the Ashes, I was also working in the church like that. And one brother from First Lab, UDS, he came to Sunyani to come and do his service, brother called Raymond. So my reverend told me that this brother lives around your area, so follow him to outreach and other cell meetings. So I started following the brother. I didn't know anything. I would follow him. He would come and take me up and down. Sunday, he would tell me, go and organize.
You are good at following.
Yes, I was.
And what happened?
So as I started following him up and down, his service ended and he left Sunyani. So he told me that now you are in charge of the cell. So I started following like that. But before then, one brother also gave me a message to go and listen. But when I took the message, I did not understand the message. But before the message, there was a play. And the play was talking about somebody who was living...
A play by the film stars.
Yeah, by the film stars.
He's saying he was given a first love message to listen to. And he listened to the whole message. He didn't understand anything. But there was a play before the message started.
Yes. And it was about somebody who was living all sort of bad life. And the person joined the church and started going to church, following the instructions. And now the person has become a pastor. So after the play, I said, I just had a thought that, oh, I can change. And I started going to church up and down every day like that. And I changed drastically all the things I used to do. Now I've stopped all those things. And by the grace of God, now I'm in an Akazo Bible and Ministry Training Center teaching to become a pastor.
Did you ever find a black cat?
No.
You will never find it in Jesus' name. Put your hands together for that powerful testimony. You are going higher too in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. I think I'm in the wrong church. Hallelujah. First Love Center, I can't hear you. Hallelujah. Well, I promised you last week that the prophet of the house will be back today. And I'm excited to hear what God has for us. Malawi has had their turn, and I'm privileged to announce that today it is your turn. Tell two people, it is your turn.
It is your turn
for a breakthrough. It is your turn for a miracle. It is your turn for a word from the Lord. And in this season of honor, as we honor the prophet God has given to us, we are blessed to welcome to the stage the man of God that God has chosen for you and for me. First love, honor your prophet.
And you put your trust in God.
Say nothing is impossible.
Nothing is impossible when you're trusting in His word. Hearken to the voice of God today. Is there anything too hard for me? Then put your trust in God alone and rest upon His word. For everything, oh everything, yes, everything is possible with God. Nothing is impossible when you put your trust in God.
Nothing is impossible.
Nothing is impossible when you're trusting in His word. Hearken to the voice of God to thee. Is there anything too hard for me? Then put your trust in God alone and rest upon His word. For everything, yes, everything, oh, everything is possible with God.
Hallelujah.
Woo!
Wow.
Amen. Everything is possible.
Nothing is impossible when you put your trust in God. Nothing is impossible when you're trusting in His word. Hearken to the voice of God to thee. Is there anything too hard for me? Then put your trust in God alone and rest. everything, oh everything. Yes, everything is possible with God.
Father, thank you that everything is possible with you. And above all, good things are possible with you in our lives. We thank you for your great deliverance from evil, from accidents, from death, from sickness, from cancer, from diseases, from viruses. Thank you for helping us and giving us victory in our lives. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. You may be seated for a moment. What a blessing. Wow. We are excited to be back. And I also missed you. Today my message is very simple, just three words. Faith changes everything. Faith changes everything. Point number one, faith will make you join a group you don't really belong to. Faith will make you join a group you don't belong to. So from today, you are joining a group that perhaps you don't really belong to. Amen. So faith is very important. And faith is the wonderful substance, invisible substance that we are learning from so much. And I want you to look at my favorite verse in Hebrews 11, verse 29. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians are saying to do were drowned. All right? So faith will make you walk through and do supernatural things. But those who don't have faith will try to do exactly the same things. They don't have faith and it will not work. So if you don't have faith, there are things you can't do. I'm sorry. You may have education, but if you don't have faith, you can't do. So faith, by faith, they pass through the Red Sea as by dry land. So through faith, your faith in God, your believing in God, your listening to the messages that you keep hearing the word of God. And like our brother was saying in the accident that he had, he was saved by God, not by my prayers. My prayers, I was praying for him. But he's saved by God. God's power is activated through your faith in God. Amen. Now, faith will make you do what others cannot do. That's why I'm preaching about it. Because I need you to be an army of faith people. Amen. 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 And faith is not as far from you as you may think. Now, faith does one amazing thing, which many people don't realize. It makes you join groups that you don't originally, or maybe you never be part of such a group. But through the power of faith, Kamo Shatela Baba. Now, what are the groups you can join? Let me give you a list of groups. The saints, you can join the saints.
Hallelujah.
How many were as dirty as toilet paper? When I say toilet paper, I don't mean the one they are selling in the shop. I mean the used ones. Mercy. Another group you can join are victorious, the victorious ones. You know, there are some nations which have won a World Cup. And Ghana is not one of that group. Huh? True or not true? We were so heartbroken when we were denied. Since that time, I can't watch these World Cups and things. I think it's okay. You tell me the news afterwards. But there are some nations we know they may come near World Cup. Germany, Brazil, France, Italy, Portugal. True or not true? Yeah. You are joining the group of the victorious starting from today. No. That's not how we say. I say you are joining the group of the victorious starting from today. Okay. Now, the successful is another group you can join. And I see you joining them starting now. The next group you can join is the anointed. A group of anointed people. Do you have your oil? Did you give the oil? Oh, please remind me. I want you to be anointed today. The famous. Instead of you talking about people, people will be talking about you. Oh, I said instead of you talking about Princess Meghan Markle's dress, people will be talking about your dress. The gifted. You are joining the gifted ones. The next one, the educated. Yes. Yeah, not everybody is educated, and education is becoming more what? More difficult to come by. Yes. As the education system gets worse. The next one is the blessed ones. You are joining the blessed ones. The next group, you are joining the upper class. The next one, you are joining the first class. The next one, you are joining the great. The next one, you are joining the ministers. The next one, you are joining the travelers. Have you got all the groups you are joining? The successful, the great, the anointed, the famous, the educated, victorious, the winners, first class, upper class, the travelers, the blessed ones. Now, how can you join a group that you don't really belong to? Like when I say the travelers. You know? You must believe God. You know? You cannot only be going to see people off at the airport and waving bye-bye. Somebody also has to wave bye-bye to you as you are going. The story changes right now.
Amen.
Now, Romans 11, and let's look at verse 15. We have to read it a bit slowly because it's a slightly difficult passage. And you may have to change the version a bit, but if the casting away, let's read verse 14 first. If by any means I may provoke to emulation them which are my flesh and save some of them. Paul was talking about the Jews because he was a Jew. Now notice, can you change the version please? Maybe NIV or something that a little clearer. All right. If they hope that I may arouse my own people to envy and save some of them. Verse 15. For if their rejection, so like the Jews have been rejected, brought reconciliation to the world. So because the Jews rejected Christ, So if the Jews have been, there are very few Jewish Christians. There are very, very few Jewish believers. Yes. What will their acceptance be but life from the dead? Verse 16. Now, if the part of the dough offered as first fruits is holy, then the whole batch is holy. And if the root is holy, so are the branches. Okay? In other words, if you take a piece of bread out of the loaf and it's okay, the rest of the loaf is okay. Right, verse 17. If some of the branches have been broken off, and you, are you watching? I'm saying you are joining a group. Kamashu kalaka so kalababa.
I receive it.
You are joining car owners. I write it down. Car owners. You are joining house owners. You are moving out of renting and renters of places. I hope you are believing the groups you are joining. Please write the groups that you are joining. Now, if some of the branches have been broken off, and you, though a wild olive shoot, have been grafted in among others, and now share in the nourishing sap from the olive root. You see, you are a wild man. You don't belong to this tree. And you've been grafted into the tree to share the nourishing sap from the olive root. Change it to King James so that we can see what they say in King James. King James. You see, you are grafted in among them and with them partakers of the root and the fatness of the olive tree. So you are now being grafted into a new group, a new tree that you are, or let's face it, you are originally a contomere. What do you call it? You get it? Now your contomere have been grafted into the olive tree. Hey! It's amazing. And how can a contomere like you be added to an olive tree? I mean, how can somebody like you join a group? Huh? One day they will announce all mothers. And you see that you are all being added to mothers. Amazing. And some of you have even given up on getting married. But you are going to be grafted in. A contemporary or what? Cabbage. What does a cabbage have to do with an olive tree? Now, how can it be possible that you who have rented one room for the rest of your all this life, sleep, you are five in the room, you are four in the room. People are having sex in the room and you are also there. One toilet by 17 people. How? Watch it. Watch it. You have been grafted. Put it back there. The NIV. The NIV. Beautiful. I hope somebody's awake upstairs. Be awake. Now, you've been grafted in. Verse 18. Do not consider yourself to be superior to those other branches. In other words, we shouldn't consider ourselves to be superior to the Jews. If you do, consider this. You do not support the roots, but the root supports you. In other words, the Jews are supporting us. We are not supporting the Jews. Because Jesus Christ is the most famous Jew in the world. Yes. Verse 19. You will say then, branches were broken off so that I could be grafted in. You are being grafted in. You are joining a group. The Jews are the wealthiest little group, little nation in the world. Most intelligent. Most inventions. Yes. Many things. Banks, hospitals, what have you. Entertainment. Inventions. Next verse, 20. Granted, but they were broken off because of unbelief. And you stand by faith. Change the version again to the King James. You stand or you are where you are by faith. So you are grafted in. You join groups that you don't belong to by faith. Your faith in God. You see, they were taken out of the group because of their unbelief. But you have been added to the group because of your beliefs and your faith. You see, I don't belong to the group of ministers. I'm not in the group. But today, when gynecologists are having their WhatsApp groups, I'm not in that group. When neurologists are having their WhatsApp group, I'm not in their group. When cardiothoracic surgeons' WhatsApp groups are sending messages, I'm not in that group. Are you listening to what I'm saying? When dentists are sending messages, all dentists in Accra, all past students of the dental school, I'm not in that group of dentists or dental surgeons. When ophthalmologists are sending messages and pathologists, I'm not in that group. But when ministers, God's servants, are sending messages, I've been grafted into another group that I didn't belong to. Beginning from today, you are being added to a wonderful group that God has chosen for you.
Amen.
Yes. Yes. A group. You are joining. And that's how we join groups. Because you will never qualify for certain things. But by faith, your beliefs in God can move you into a group that you wonder how you got into such a group. So your faith is a very important, your beliefs, the messages you listen to and the things you grow to believe in, they are very powerful in changing your whole life, even the groupings. Wow. It's that you are being grafted in by faith. Amen. And the Jews lost their position because of their unbelief. So, some of you, you feel as dirty as toilet paper. Raise your hand if sometimes you feel as dirty as toilet paper. Every day. But amazingly, you are being grafted into another group that you don't belong to. Wow! You know, one day, one night, I was having dinner with Benny Hinn. Just the two of us. Yeah. No, be quiet. Listen to what I'm saying. Just the two of us. He was sitting across the two-man table. And we're having dinner. And I was wondering how I came to be in such a group. Today marks the beginning of your transfer and your addition to a certain wonderful group.
Amen.
Yes. Kama Shatobala. I hope you are seeing the wonderfulness of this announcement in your life. Are you seeing this announcement in your life? This is a major announcement. Yes. And maybe you have been a failure all your life. When they are mentioning this good groups, good people, you don't fall into that group. Yes. When they say all those with beloveds come and register, you are not in that group. But today you are moving into that powerful group. When they are mentioning those with first love marriages. You wonder what it's about. But today, you are being transferred and grafted into that group. Do you believe it? It's beautiful. Yes. Faith makes you join groups you wonder. Yes. One day I was playing golf in Korea. Yeah. I was doing what? I was playing golf in Korea. Yeah. And you know, when you play golf, I see some of you becoming golfers. You know, when you play golf, you cannot have a group. You cannot have a group of more than four people playing together. And there was a large group of people. And I was selected. And the four people that was playing, myself, Yonggi Cho, his assistant, and one person, four of us, for 18 holes, about 4 hours, 4 to 5 hours. We played the whole morning. We had breakfast and we continued. You are joining groups that you don't belong to, I tell you, in the natural, your faith. Yes. Yes. We had breakfast, then we had lunch. And then we played. The whole day, we were there. Yes, the pastor of the largest church in the world. Amazing. So faith is the power to be grafted into things. Grafted. So when you are here, you are being grafted into something that you don't belong to. Some of you are from different countries, but God is, if your faith is strong, you are being grafted into something that, look, on earth, you don't belong. On earth, you don't belong. Yes. I'm telling you. You are being grafted. Don't reject it. Flow. Believe more. Believe more. Believe more. Believe more. Some of you are being brought into a family. You see, Jesus asked, when they said, your mother is outside, he said, look, who is my mother? Who is my mother? Who is my mother? Who is my sister? Who is my brother? Eh? Who is my sister? Who is my mother? Who are my brother? Those that keep the word of God and obey, those are my brother and my sister and my mother and my father. Wow. So Jesus was grafted into a family, a new family of those who obey God. Amen. Yes, he had a new set of relatives. Wow. I hope somebody is awake upstairs. Yeah. In the control room. Yes. Are you listening to me? I said, God is grafting you into every group that you never thought. When he said, all those who have parked their cars on the left side, it doesn't even occur to you now. You get what I'm saying? But you are being grafted into that group in the name of Jesus by faith. Are you excited to be joining new groups? Some of you are being grafted into my family. Yes. Being grafted into my family. You are being grafted into my family. Jesus said, Mark 3:35, whosoever shall do the will of God, the same is my brother, my sister, and my mother. Some of you are becoming my sisters and my mothers and my brothers. Faith changes everything. And it even changes your group. Yes. Beautiful. Number two. You are joining a higher family. You are joining a greater family. you are having international connections. By faith. Number two, faith will force God's hand to perform something. Faith will make, will force God's hand to perform in your life. Luke 1:39. And Mary arose in those days and went to the hill country. Verse 41. It came to pass when Elizabeth heard the salutation, the babe leaped in her womb. She spake with a loud voice, and she said, blessed art thou amongst women. Verse 44, for as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in me, my ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. And blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things. So, you see, the performance that it should happen is the blessing for those who believe. So, God is sitting there, he's watching. But when he sees that you believe, he is forced to perform. Yes. So that is why those who believe in long life live long. Because God is forced to perform what they believe. Yes. Those who, what you believe is what God comes to perform. Yeah. But there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. What did the Lord tell her? Blessed art thou amongst women. There shall the Holy Spirit shall come upon you. You shall conceive. He said, you are blessed that you believe because there will be a performance. So performing of the... You see, many things are said, but they are not performed. They don't happen. They don't happen. But that don't happen. Look, there are many possibilities for everything that has happened. Mary could have said, look, stop this nonsense. Just get out of here, please. Let's be serious. Come on, man. I can't have this nonsense, you know. I should have a child with the Holy Spirit. Be serious. When Adam met with Eve, and Eve took the fruit of the tree, and she came to Adam and said, Adam, I've got a nice fruit. Why don't you have some? You know, Adam, maybe she cried a bit. And Adam felt so sorry for her. I feel all alone. Since I feel all alone, I feel you don't love me. Please have some of the fruit. I want us to be unity. Unity as a family. We must stick together. The family that sticks together, prays together, sticks together, and verses which are not in the Bible. Let's stay together. But Adam could have said, you have eaten of the fruits. What did you say? And then she could have said, no. I don't want to have anything. No, Adam, you can't do that to me. We are one. Have you forgotten our marriage vows? Cleave together. We are cleaving. We are Siamese twins. And Adam, all that Adam could have said was, Adam, I'm sorry. Go out. You just wait. When the Lord comes near, don't come near. When the Lord comes, you answer, you speak for yourself. But I honestly can't identify with that. And I know that it's a beast. Yeah, and I'm prepared to have the beast and the quarrel over that. Then in the evening, the Lord God would have come. Say, Adam, where are you? Adam said, yeah, I'm here, Lord, I'm here. And where is your wife? I don't know where she is, but she's usually around. I don't know where she is today. She's usually around, but I don't know what she's doing today. She didn't come. And then, the Lord God would have called Eve. When he saw Eve, said, what? And Eve was now covering herself with leaves. Big contemporary leaves. And Adam would have said, yeah, Lord, you can ask her. And the Lord said, what? What have you done? You've eaten of the tree. And Adam said, please, I haven't eaten anything. She's the one who has eaten. And the Lord would have said, if you are finished. And Adam would have said, if you are finished. It's not, you are finished, I'm not finished. Adam, you don't love me, stay with me. I love you, but I love the Lord first, and I love the Lord more. I can't love you more than I love the Lord. Hey, it's your problem. And the Lord would have said, if you are finished, out, go and join the demons. And the Lord would have told Adam, lie down. And Adam would have laid down and gone to sleep. And the Lord would have checked. I used this rib to make Eve. I used the other side to make Eva. Then Adam would have woken up and seen Eva. Wow. Then he would have turned to the Lord and said, Lord, so what about Eve? And Lord has said, forget about Eve. It's over. You can't cry over Spillman. She made a mistake. Thank God you didn't also follow her. This is Eva. How do you find her? Then Adam would look at Eva and say, then he would turn to the Lord and say, Lord, you know, she's actually nicer than Eve. But you know, but I sort of feel ashamed to say so, Lord. Because you know the things I told Eve. I told her I'll be with you for the rest of my life. I'll be with you. I love you. I'll never leave. I'm a bit surprised. So, Lord, can I feel free? Lord, yeah, go ahead, my son. Feel free. She's yours. Wow. But that's not what Adam did. Adam followed her. And we are now about 15 billion people who have perished into sin, into darkness, into disease, into trouble. So by having so-called human compassion on Eve, he has led all of us into damnation. That we need a savior. Yes, one man. And it's Adam's fault. He should have known better than to follow this nonsense. He should have told her, nonsense. You will go to hell and I will not go with you. I will not follow you. Hell. Anyway, how did we get into all this? I was saying that Mary could have said, I don't believe this nonsense. I don't want you to deceive me. Holy Spirit will come on me and I'll be pregnant. But she believed. And there will be a performance of the things you believe. So from today, the things you believe are forcing God to perform them. So when you believe in life, God is forced to perform and put life in you. When you believe you will not die in an accident, God is forced to put his angels there. When you believe that you are being made righteous, God is forced to help you supernaturally. Yes. There is always a performance of the things you believe. Once you believe, then there is a performance. There's not a performance of things you don't believe. There's a performance of the things you believe. Once you believe, you are blessed. And there's a performance of things you believe. So don't stop believing great things. You believe God is going to give you a nice beloved. There will be a performance. You don't have to work it out. Oish. There shall be a performance. So what, as you go home and you walk through the car park, just go through and say, hey, all of you cars, you are mine. I have mine too. And I'm also driving. Your cars will be packed as far, the whole roadside, you see that? They pack all here. So by faith, you are joining a new group. by faith, God is forced to perform things. Number three, faith will activate the prophet's anointing on your life. Yes. Faith will activate the prophet's anointing. Mark chapter 6, verse 1. And he went out from thence and came to his own country. Verse 2. When the Sabbath day was come, he went to teach. And many hearing him were astonished, saying, from when has this man these things? And what wisdom is this that is given unto him, that such mighty works are wrought by his hands? And they were offended. Verse 4. But Jesus said, a prophet is not without honor, except in his own country and among his own kin and in his own house. Verse 5. And he could not do mighty works. So no honor, no mighty works, save lay hands on a few sick folk and heal them. Verse 6. And he marveled because of their unbelief. So unbelief made Jesus' anointing not work. That's very serious. So you can be by the biggest anointing, but because you don't believe, that big anointing will not be working. Yes. Yeah. So, no honor, no mighty works, no belief. They are triplets. No honor, no mighty works, no beliefs. You don't believe, you don't honor, and you don't see mighty works. Not from a man of God, from Jesus Christ. Look at verse 5. He could not do mighty works. Where he was not honored. That is why we have honor your prophet. Because we are trying to teach you to learn to honor and to genuinely honor. Because it's in your own interest. Otherwise, there will be a big anointing working by you and it will not affect you. You see, there is an anointing in the church. Even to, let's say, to build. You know, that's a grace that we have. It's a blessing. And church growth. And many other graces. Debt to be debt free. And there are many people in the house who don't benefit from such grace. Philippians 1:7 says, you are partakers of my grace. Our people are walking around the grace. They don't benefit from no grace. Look at the last line. It says, you are all partakers of my grace. So once you are in this commission, in this mission, in this ministry, you are partaking of the grace that is here. Yes. The grace to be free of debts. The grace to build. The grace for church work. The grace to prosper as you serve God. That grace is here. And you can be near it, but you never benefit from it. Because you don't believe in it and you don't honor it. That's as simple as this. But once you start honoring it and you start believing it, it starts working like electricity. Yes. Yeah. So faith activates. As soon as you are near a person who believes, it's like electricity. When I'm near people that believe, I can actually feel it. Oh yes, I can actually feel it. I was with some people recently. I could see their belief and their faith in me. As a prophet, as a pastor, as a bishop, or whatever, a cow, anything. But I could see their beliefs in whatever I am to them. And that faith activates power, activates anointing, activates the graces. Because Paul said, I am what I am by the grace of God. Nobody is anything. It's a certain grace that is working. And the more you believe in it, the more you see. Yes. So you can't be nearby when somebody is far away in another country. You have to travel 12 hours there and that person is receiving the grace. So faith is very important to activate. Yes, and when you are near, And when you are used to something, you can easily not honor it. That is it. People far honor more than those who are near. And that is why when you are close, it's like if you are a wife, or if you are in a family, or if you are in the house, you have to really work on yourself. Because if you don't work on yourself, you grow familiar. And then you become some way, and then you don't receive anymore. You can be near, and you just equalize. You have a reason for everything. You just, oh, but is this and that? Oh, this is a message. You say, oh, this is that, and that is that, and so on. Yeah. But Jesus said, even if you don't believe me for the work's sake. The works. Yes. Even if you don't believe the works. But the works, they are the ones that testify of me. So, let your faith activate the anointing that is walking around you. Yes. Activate it. That's why God has blessed me through Kenneth Hagin. Because, I'll tell you something. And you see, a man is a man. That's why a man is a man. A man is a man. Every man is a man. So, you can easily not believe in a man. So, it actually takes faith to believe. You can easily be left out. And others will be receiving. Yes. It's true. So, you need not to just say God forbid, but to actively decide to believe in things. Yes. I told somebody the other day, don't call me daddy. Don't say daddy. You don't believe the things that I say, and you don't do them. Don't call me daddy. Call me daddy is not a title. My title is not daddy. This is what we call it. I'm Reverend Daddy. What do you call it? In fact, I told two different people this week. I said, don't call me daddy. Don't say it. You're not doing what I say. Don't say, just call me. My official title is Bishop. Don't say things that you don't believe. The more you believe, the more it activates whatever the person is carrying. Because you can't see what I'm carrying. It's invisible. What I'm carrying is invisible. What God has given me, you can't see. It's invisible. Amazing. So have faith, and it will activate the graces that are there. Yes. You never be in need. Number four, faith is consciousness of the invisible. Faith is your consciousness. It's operating with the consciousness of the invisible. Hallelujah. Hebrews 11 verse 27. By faith, he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Seeing him who is invisible. So your consciousness of the invisible is your faith. Your consciousness of the invisible. Now, as you are here, you must be conscious of invisible things. You must be conscious of. You see, I am wearing a mantle. But it's invisible. I'm actually wearing a mantle. Yes. You see, it's interesting. Nicodemus and others could see, no man can do this unless God is with him. Yes. So, faith in the invisible. So you must have a consciousness of that you are standing near something invisible. There is oil on my head. There is blood on my fingers. The blood of Jesus. These are invisible powers. There are angels. The other day I was praying and suddenly
I saw angels out. I was praying in a house, and I saw angels outside. They were sitting down. I can even just picture it. They were sitting outside the house, like a lot of soldiers, or they were just somewhere relaxing. They were talking. They were just there. It's like they surrounded the whole house. Kashiko shakabo lakaba shandalaba. Faith is your consciousness of the invisible. Yes. Oh, yes. Faith is your consciousness of Jesus. Jesus is present. And the more, you know, sometimes you should just look at the chair right in front of you. You'll be surprised Jesus is sitting right there. You know, when you read Rejoiner's books, you see how often he says that if you have the eyes of your heart open, you'll be seeing things. You'll be shocked that he's right there. It's happened to me a number of times. Suddenly, I know that he's there. He is there with me, comforting me, talking to me, encouraging me, and just his presence. And other times, I don't sense it, but I can sense it. Your conscience says, by faith, see, he forsook Egypt, so he moved as seeing the invisible. Yes. There are invisible things that you are supposed to believe in. Not just what is visible, but invisible. Paul said, while we look not at the things which are seen. You see, you are looking only at things which are seen. But there are things that are not seen, but they are real. In Daniel 3, around 27, you see that the three men, they were in the fire. And then a fourth man, an invisible man, he came into the fire and he was present with them. He was present. Yes. So you see, there is a presence. There is somebody present with you. So faith is the consciousness of the invisible. The consciousness of something that is present, but you can't see. And based on that, he forsook Egypt. He said, I'm leaving Egypt. Charlie, see you guys. I'm going on a mission. Bye. Okay, yeah. Charlie, later. Yes. By faith, he forsook. He was able to do very big things and became famous because of his consciousness of the invisible. Yes. He said, you can't even come to me based on nationality. Because in terms of nationality, you see, I'm even mixed. I'm even mixed. I'll not fit into almost any of your molds that you try to put me in. Yes. If you try to make me this or that or that or that, I don't fit into almost anything. I don't even fit into Khaled, what they call Khaled in South Africa, because they don't have father is from here and a mother is from here. They don't even fit into that. Yeah. It's a long time ago, they all became brown. Olan, is it not true? You have a white mother and a black father. It's just your color, isn't it? All of them are like that. A long time ago, they stopped having this. They become permanently brown. You can't relate with me based on that. You have to relate with me based on something invisible, not something you can see. If you are looking at something to see, you miss it. You rather look at what you cannot see and let that thing you cannot see give you faith for what to do. Yeah. I'm moving based on what I see. Yeah. You know, when I went to Malawi, and so it's quite a poor country, eh? I tell you, I say, look, if you don't have faith, you will not come here. Oh, yes. It's quite a poor country. I think the number three poorest in the world. Yeah. I mean, like, if you don't have it, you ask yourself, what have you come to do here? Why? What are you coming to get? You need faith. You need to see the invisible. Because I've got a look at a nice church here. Thousands of people. I have everything here. I've got my car has an air condition and has a radio. I have everything. The wipers are working, everything. CD player. Beautiful. Yes. But when you see the invisible, you see, you start going up, 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 up. When I write books, I see the invisible. Yes. One of my young pastors, he was telling me, he was distributing. We said there was this great man of God, famous man of God. He said he had a certain negative mind about him. Then one day that man of God called him and said, I want the books. And he mentioned the amount of money that he spent on the books. Then came to him, called him personally, come put the books here. Because I saw him on television preaching. I said, this is this book. Yeah. That's familiar. I can see the points are following. But you see, I didn't know that I was writing to all these people. Yeah. The invisible. Yeah. So have faith. And you will do great things. Your faith is turning you around as you see the invisible. Beginning from today, you will see angels. Now, when you are with a man of God, see the mantle. Don't look on the outside. Don't look at how many wives has he married. Don't look at his car. If you are looking for a car, you will never respect me because you will not see me riding one of those respectable cars. Because I don't have one. And I don't have a car. For more than 20 years, I've never owned a car. Shata sato la pakara. Number 5. Faith is creating an active partnership with the invisible. An active partnership with the invisible to accomplish the incredible. An active partnership with the invisible to accomplish the incredible. Amen. The weather is hot, oh. But where you are is cooler. This place is very hot. Daniel 3:24. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished and rose up in haste and said to his counselors, did we not cast 3 men bound into the fire? And they answered, yes, we put 3. Not knowing there was an invisible man. Hey! And he answered and said, lo, I see 4 men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no head. And the form of the 4th is like the Son of God. Hey! Then Nebuchadnezzar came to the mouth of the burning fiery furnace, verse 26, and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, you servants of the Most High God, come forth and come hither. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth, not 4 people, 3 people came out of the fire. Hey! And the princes and governors and captains, I'm talking about partnership with the invisible. Shatabo Sakabayanda, being gathered together, saw these men whose bodies the fire had no power, nor was a hair of their head singed, neither were their coats changed, nor the smell of fire had passed on them. Then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, blessed be the God. Blessed be the God. Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Hallelujah. Hebrews 11, verse 33. By faith, Hebrews 11, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness by faith, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions. Verse 34, quenched the violence of fire. By faith, partnership with the invisible to accomplish the incredible. You see, you partner with an invisible 4th person and accomplish an incredible feat for God. So your consciousness of the invisible is your faith.
When you're only conscious of the visible, you just say, oh, this is Malawi, it's poor. Oh, this is. No. Oh, these are just children. I don't see you as children, oh. Ah, I see you as something. You don't know what I see. You don't know what I see. You are looking at something else. What I see in you is something so different. Yes, I see the invisible. I see something invisible on the young people. I see some power, some grace. Yes, I don't just see, you know, this is a young person who is, I mean, there's nobody, doesn't have anything. No. We see the invisible. There's an invisible power. And so the Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, by faith, the Bible says, they quench the violence of fire. Do you remember the bonfire we had on Mountain of the Lord? We couldn't go near the fire. The violence of fire. Huh. It was scary. And these people were able to, they went into the fire. They accomplished the incredible, the unbelievable. They stood in the midst of it. You come out of every fire in the name of Jesus. You come out of every fire in your life in the name of Jesus. You come out of every accident alive in the name of Jesus. Quenched the violence of fire. You remember that lady who used to preach on Ghana TV? Pastor Bimbo. Pastor Bimbo. Yeah. She died in a plane crash. Yes. And I think one person escaped. I think one or two. Her assistant escaped. Who was having a wedding a few weeks later? She came out. The only person just came out like that. Everybody went. Yeah. Sometimes it may be the difference between life and death, depending on your beliefs. Yes. Yeah. God showed me. You see all these faith people? Watch them. What they believe is what they experienced. Yes. What they believe is what they saw in the end. Yeah. Some of them believe much in prosperity. They see. Kenneth Copeland today is worth $760 million. Almost a billion. That's what he believes in. Can I make him believe in life? And that's what he saw. You should watch what you believe, even unconsciously. You be careful. Yes. But faith, what's the reason? Faith is the reason for incredible accomplishments, divine escapes. By your belief, what you believe. So believe it. Amen. Believe the prophecy that you are crossing 70 with ease. Believe. When I prophesy that you are passing your exams, don't just hope it. Believe it. And start doing all the things that you do to pass. And God's power will help you. Now, can you see somebody sitting by your side? Invisible one. Not the visible one. Not the visible one. The invisible one. Hallelujah. Chateau Satan Dalamandala. Number 6. How many numbers do you have? Number 6. Beautiful. Faith. And all that. Faith. Yes, beautiful. Converts the natural into the supernatural. Yeah. Natural into supernatural. Now, Daniel 6, I'm going to show you only 4 verses. 5. Daniel 6, 20. When he came to the den, the king, you know the story. He put Daniel in the lion's den. My message has only 7 points. Please, this is number 6. When he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice to Daniel. And the king spoke to Daniel and said, oh, Daniel, living God, has God been able to save you? Verse 21. Then Daniel said, oh, king, live forever. 22. My God sent his angel. What is this point? Natural into supernatural.
and has shut the lion's mouth that they have not hurt me. So he became uneatable. He became what? Uneatable. He was unpalatable to lions. Lions didn't like his meat. Ay! Now you see somebody who thinks, I know these lions, they were full. They were vegetarians. These are not normal. These were maybe white lions, or maybe they were mountain lions, or they were full. Their teeth had been removed. They had been kicked by a giraffe. They couldn't bite. Verse 23. Then was the king exceeding glad and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken out of the den, and no manner of, not even the smallest bite. Look, I once had a lion biting me. Yes, I've been bitten by a lion before. But it was a baby lion. Yes. But a lion is a lion is a lion is a lion. A lion is a lion. Well, I don't understand why you are laughing. A lion is a lion. Now, the lion was about this size. And it came and it gripped me. And it was biting me. I said, no! So the other lions became a bit wild. And the man said, no, we have to go out of the cage. Yes, because there were more than one. Baby lions. How much more grown-up lions who have not eaten? Shall we have some lions at Anakazo? Maybe it's an idea. We should get a place and have some lions. Huh? Yes. Tribe of Judah. Okay, let's see. We'll investigate and see whether we can have some live lions. Are you sure you want lions at Anakazo? No. Some people are saying no. Okay. Look at what happened. No manner of hurt was found upon him because he believed in his God. Now, I was not believing in God. I was in there for fun. I was a tourist and I was not walking by faith at that time. I mean, I was walking by faith, but not faith against lions. No, no. Yes. So I walked through the Red Sea and I was drowned. So the lion beat me. Yes. But verse 24, notice. Now the king commanded and brought those men who accused Daniel. Huh? And they cast them into the lion's den without faith. You see, look at Hebrews 11:33 before we come back to this one. Look at Hebrews 11:33. Look at Hebrews 11. Who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, and stopped the mouths of lions by faith. Now you are trying to go into the same lion's den without faith in God. Back to the other verse, Daniel. Yes, so the king commanded those men who had no faith and cast them into the den of lions with their children and their wives. A family. The whole family, all the families. And what happened? And the lions had the mastery of them and break all their bones in pieces or ever they came at the bottom of the den. Change the version, please, so that we can understand. Overpowered them and crushed them before they reached the floor of the den. Eh? Mid-air. The lions saw the roar. Meanwhile, Daniel has been there all night. Oh, by faith, he stopped the mouth of lions. Oh, why don't you clap for the Lord Jesus? Hallelujah. So, whatever, yes, you have become uneatable by lions. Whatever wants to eat you up, whether sickness, disease, crisis, trouble, whatever wants to eat you up, by faith, I stop the mouth of every lion in your life today in Jesus' name. Tell somebody, I am uneatable. Wow. Hey, is faith a great thing? Yeah. So believe more. You are joining a new group today. I said you are joining a great group. You are becoming uneatable. You are becoming conscious of the invisible. You are accomplishing the incredible. You are walking through the Red Sea on dry ground by faith. Finally, faith converts your failures into success. Faith is a converter. One day I want to preach about faith, the converter. Luke chapter 5 and verse 5. Luke chapter 5, verse 1. Let's read from verse 1. All right. It came to pass, the people were pressing. Then verse 2. And there's two ships, and they asked them, please, can we use your ship? Faith converts your failure into your success. Anybody here who has failed in life, you failed in a relationship. You are too moody. You are not nice. It ended up in the breakup of your relationship. Faith is converting your failures into success in the name of Jesus. How many have failed at a relationship before? You had a relationship which is normal. It's one of the commonest things. But faith is converting your failure into your success in the name of Jesus Christ. So he entered the ship and said, push out. And they pushed it out. Verse 4. Now when he had finished speaking, he said, launch out. Verse 5. And Simon answered, said, Lord, we have toiled all the night and we did what? We failed. We have taken nothing, which means what? We failed. Anybody failed before? Anybody failed before? Anybody failed before? I can't see the back, though. The back are full of successful people. Hey. Anybody failed before? Friendships? Money? Church? School? Morality? You failed before? Faith will convert your failure into success. Faith will convert your failure to success. Faith will convert your failure to success. So Simon said, Master, we have talked all night. Nevertheless, at thy word, I believe your word. I believe your word. I will let down the net. Hallelujah. Faith changes everything. Verse 6. And when they had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net break. Verse 7. And they beckoned their partners, come along and help us, because Charlie, now our problems are the problems of abundance. Hey, I see you having new problems that you've never had before. How many believe that you are going to have a new type of problem? Problem number one, where do I park this car now? Where do I park this car? Kashatoba yabala babada shalabala. Problem number two. So now that we have two cars, my wife has gone and I've also gone, and then where can we meet so that we can move together? Receive that problem in Jesus' name. Problem number three, security for your house. Now that you have left your house on Sunday, what security do you have for your house? It's a new problem. Receive such problems in Jesus' name. Hey. Problem number four, which of your houses should you stay in? Should you stay here or should you stay here? Kama shabalo bababada balababandala. Problem number six, which currency should you use? Should you use euros? Or should you use CD? Or should you use dollar? Which of them should you be using now? Receive that problem in the name of Jesus. Faith converts your financial failures into financial successes. Yes. 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 How many have gone to work before and you have been sacked before? Raise your hand if you have been sacked before. Look, honesty. I don't want to tell us to struggle with lies in this. You have been sacked before. Hey. Go home, we'll call you. Don't call us, we'll call you. Don't call us, leave your number, we'll call you if we need you. You hear from us.
Don't come tomorrow.
It has happened to me before. Yes. Yes. It has happened to me before. Faith will convert your failures into success. You must start believing more. What God said. Listen to podcast messages and believe things, specific things. God has spoken to me. Yes. The consciousness of the invisible. You'll be surprised when God will appear. You'll be watching a movie and God will speak to you. Oh, yesterday I was watching a movie and God spoke to me twice. In the middle of the film and at the end of the film. The last point of the film, I couldn't believe what I saw. Yes. Not a preaching film. No. Yes. Because he's present. He's present. If you believe in his presence, consciousness of the invisible. Kashinto Santa. Today marks your registration in a new and higher level of groups. You are joining high level groups in Jesus' name. Lift your hand and thank God. Father, thank you for faith in you and how it has changed our lives. We give you praise and we give you thanks. In Jesus' name, amen. As every head is bowed and every eye closed, if you are here today, you want to give your life to Jesus, raise up your right hand and I'm going to pray with you. You are here, but you want to be born again. You want to give your life to God today. Raise your hand quickly. I want to pray with you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I want to give my life to Jesus. If you are here like that, raise up your right hand. I'm going to pray with you. God bless you. Come to me. You are joining a group. Which group are you joining? You are joining those who are born again. Come. If you've lifted your hand, I want Jesus. Come to me. I want to pray with you. By faith, you join a group that you don't belong to. Give him your life today. Let us pray. Let's pray. Say this prayer with me. All those of you in front, say this prayer. Say, Lord Jesus, please forgive me for my sins. I am a sinner. I know I have sinned. Have mercy on me. From today, I give my heart to you. I give my life to Jesus Christ. Please write my name in the book of life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Give me one of my books quickly. I want to give you one of these books. And that's my gift to you. What's your name, my dear? Huh? Eva. Did you hear about Eva in the preaching? Today, you are Efia, you are giving your life. Efia, maybe it's Eva. Or maybe Efia is the meaning of Eva. Eva or Eve. How many wish that Eva had come? So you are happy for Eve to go to hell on her own. Maybe she should have been the only person in hell today. One person. Yeah, she wouldn't have given birth. That would have been it. Then Eva would have come. But through Eve, we are all feeling hot this afternoon. Lift your hand again. Let me pray with you. Say, Jesus, thank you for today. I come to you. Register me. Write my name in the book of life. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. When we close, all of you here, look, all of you here, please come to that corner where they are. Wave over there. And God is going to bless you. Amen. All right. God bless you. You may be seated. We have our communion. And
take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Drink. This is my blood, which was shed for you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life. sustaining you. It will make you whole. It will give you life. When I see the blood. Will pass over you. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. God called prophet Elijah, sent him on a long journey. 40 days and 40 nights, Elijah needed supernatural strength. Oh, prophet Elijah, take this meal and eat. Oh, it will sustain you for 40 days and for 40 nights.
Hallelujah. 1 Samuel chapter 30 and verse 11. It says, and they found an Egyptian in the field and brought him to David and gave him bread, and he did eat. And then they made him drink water, and they gave him a piece of cake of figs and two clusters of raisins. And when he had eaten, his spirit came again to him, for he had not eaten bread nor drank water 3 days and 3 nights. Change the version. He says his spirit came again. Another version says he was revived. Another version says he had energy. So we are about to eat a meal that is going to give you divine energy and is going to revive you. Those of you who are having headaches every day, you are going to be revived in Jesus' name. By a supernatural meal. In verse 11, it says, they found an Egyptian in the field and brought him to David and gave him bread. Stand to your feet. Father, as we come before your table and we take this supernatural bread, thank you for a revival, energizing of your people for long life. Let the spirit of the people come back as we take this holy meal, divine anointings upon your people. The body of Jesus Christ, may it revive you, may it energize you, may your spirit come again. May all headaches of your life, all faintness, all joint pains and all diseases vanish as you receive this bread, which will revive you and restore you. In the name of Jesus, the body of Jesus Christ. And now, he said, the life is in the blood. That means life, energy, is in the blood. Father, as we take this blood, we declare this to be the blood of Jesus. Let life come into every life in a supernatural way. Power belongs to God. Let life enter into every disease. Wipe out disease by the blood of the Lamb, the blood of Jesus. Your spirit is coming again. Lift your hands. Anybody who feels sorry for you, starting from now, they will not have any reason to feel sorry for you again. All things about you that are pitiful are wiped away today, in the name of Jesus. You are lifted above your natural group and you have joined a new group. I declare your transfer. Your transfer is complete. From transfer from failure to the successful group. In the name of Jesus, you are transferred. You are transferred. You are transferred by the power of Jesus. Be revived. Whatever will kill you this week, whatever will kill you next week, whatever has targeted you, in the name of Jesus, I block it and I declare it is blocked. In the name of Jesus, you are living long. You are surviving many battles. You are overcoming evil. The blessing of the Lord falls upon you. The gift of God falls upon you. And by faith, you are joining the group of the victorious ones in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever is unholy and filthy about you, that will not allow you to join groups. By the power of God, it is taken away and you are merged and grafted into a new and a holy group. In the mighty name of Jesus. I see over 120 people being grafted into the ministry of Jesus Christ. I said, I see over 120 people being grafted into ministry.
I receive it.
You are being joined into the ministerial team.
I receive it.
You are joined into the ministry team.
I receive it.
You are part of the ministry.
I receive it.
You are part of the work of God.
I receive.
And the blessing of God has come over your life. Lift your hand, everybody. Join the group of millionaires.
I receive it.
Join the group of successful and prosperous people. Never be poor. Never be pitied for poverty again. You are declared to be debt free from today.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, thank you for every hand that is lifted up. Thank you for the power of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ that has changed our lives permanently today. In Jesus' name we pray. And everyone said, Amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the preaching of God's word. For audio CDs, DVDs, books, and other resources by Dycuid Mills, please visit our website at www.dycuidmills.org. God richly bless you.